someone that does direct sex one-to-one work and someone that does just social media, they are two different levels.
I know there is a difference, but like, tell me what the levels are.
One girl has a penis in her vagina from a client.
The reason I want to exit this industry so urgently is because I've realized it's made me into a man. I have no femininity left in my body.
When women say, I'm single by choice, that's not true. No, because men are the ones who control commitment. Where's my key? Like crying, that proper sopping, yeah? Would you find that attractive?
I'll slap the shit out of him.
The most violent relationships in the world is actually a lesbian couple. I personally don't think, right, that women handle stress very well. And working environments are very, very stressful. Why don't you expect him if he goes in a strip club?
It's saving society.
Yeah, you said that he's saving the world.
Avengers.
Gotcha, bitch.
Stupid.
Stop. I like this podcast.
I don't like that. Welcome back to the Cancer Culture Podcast, where we talk about modern relationships, culture, and everything trending. It's Miss Anderson here. If it is your first time watching the channel, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Press the subscribe button. And turn from subscribe to subscribe. We are on the road to 10,000 subscribers, people, and obviously we cannot do that without you. Can I get an amen from the guests?
Amen.
Can I get an amen from the guests?
Amen.
There's no energy. Where's the energy?
Amen.
There we go. Right. So, listen, we're going to introduce lovely guests right now. We'll start with yourself. Name, age, what you do for a living, and relationship status, please.
My name is Maya. I'm 27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm single at the moment, and I'm an exotic dancer and a yoga and meditation instructor.
Exotic. What did you say?
Exotic dancer.
What does that mean?
Basically a nice way to say stripper.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because it's funny, yeah. Literally the last show, yeah. So it was like, so stripper. I was like, most people say like exotic dancer. Try and like, you know.
Make it look cute.
Make it look better.
Yeah.
But so you're a stripper.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
She belongs to the street.
Right. And you said you teach yoga and what?
Meditation.
Yes. Very good. So you're like spiritual then?
Very spiritual.
Okay. So do you believe in God or?
Yes.
You do?
Very religious.
What religion are you?
I'm born a Sikh, but I'm more into the sort of Hindu scriptures.
Oh, so you're like.
So I'm very deep into it.
Peace and love and all that.
Yeah. And Buddhism as well.
Buddhism. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Buddhism's all right. Fair enough. All right. Next on the show. Name, age, what you do for a living and relationship status, please.
So my name is ST Mad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a worldwide artist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 24 and I'm single.
I single, okay. So I have to.
She belongs to the street.
Listen, it's equality, bro.
Right, fair man.
Equal. Even though they're saying she, it's equal, yeah.
Nah,
so yeah, biggest song.
So the biggest song that I've made is called Let Me Land, and that's currently at 60 million streams on Spotify.
Oh,
yeah.
Swear? Yeah, very, very big. Is it because people weren't letting you land, or?
They weren't letting me land.
Oh, I swear. Yeah. All right, fair enough. Yeah, man, obviously, I got a shout out to the Sinners podcast. You've been on their show.
Big up the Sinners every single time, man.
Made a few comments on that weren't really desirable by a lot of people. But listen.
You asked me a question, I'm answering.
And I'm on that one. I'm on that flex. So very good, man. Fair play. So next in line, name, age, what you do for a living and relationship status, please.
So I'm Karis Elizabeth. I'm 27. Yeah. And I am a model, lingerie model and ring girl.
Okay. So you don't do OnlyFans or nothing, no?
No, I gave it up, but I am going to go back to it.
Okay. So you're going back to...
She belongs to the streets.
Basically, yeah.
And on the end, again... Love as a Sinners podcast guest. You know, I like to rob them. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, guys, but it is what it is. Listen. It's a small island. Birmingham podcast. We've got to fly the flag. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, shout them out every time. Name, age, what you do for a living, relationship status, please.
My name is Max. I'm 40 years of age.
Okay.
I'm in a relationship and I'm a men's mental health advocate and a promoter.
Okay. Fair play. I can't do the streets for you then. You're nice and warm inside and that, with slippers on and all that stuff. It's funny you say about men's mental health and that because, I mean, today's topic that I wanted to discuss is like self-improvement. That's men and women. Because I'm seeing a lot of clips, particularly with men. So I would like to ask people, you know, how people can improve, etc. So we'll start. So obviously my first question is like, how do you think men in 2024 can improve? And we'll start with yourself on the end.
I genuinely believe academia is something that we should all possess.
Can you tell everyone what that is?
Being able to read and write.
Oh, okay.
Let's just keep it simple.
You think you know any man that can't read and write?
To a decent level. You know, I'll be honest, man, it's something that, you know, I wasn't really keen in. You know what I mean? You know, we don't really like to read and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think being able to read and having a broader brain basis, knowledge basis, is definitely something that is an asset in 2024.
Knowledge is power, yeah?
Knowledge is definitely power, man.
I agree with that. I'm going to jump to yourself, though, bro. How do you think, like, not even necessarily, like, with academics. I've got a bit of an opinion on how I think we can improve, because it's quite shocking, to be fair. But what do you think?
I feel like in today's generation, a lot more of the men are a lot more feminine. Mm. And I feel like that comes down to who they're being guided by. I feel like social media is a bad misleader. And that's where everyone gets their answers from, when they don't have fathers or mothers in it. Mm. So I think the thing that men need to do to improve is look for mentors, in my opinion.
I feel like people, they're looking for mentors, but they're looking for the wrong mentors. Exactly. A lot of people get into like gangs and stuff.
Yeah, and sometimes that's all you got in it. Mm. But like, I say after a certain amount of time, you can identify some mistakes within yourself and make an improvement. Mm. I thought we need to unnormalize accepting the norm. Yeah. Because that doesn't make it good or bad. It's
good. I agree. So the statistics about, you know me, I like to
drop them, bro.
Ruffle some feathers, you know what I mean? Right. So obviously, because you're saying like, you know, where people grew up and, you know, parents and things like that, obviously the statistics do support that a lot of like the degeneracy and things come from single mother homes. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that would make sense. But that's not to put it towards it being the mother's fault. Mm. That's towards there just not being a system in place for family. Mm. So obviously if you're operating on half your pieces, you're going to get half the results.
Mm.
But obviously, in regards to the mothers, no woman can tell a man how to be a man. That just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But we're raising a lot of the children out here. So they're automatically looking to elsewhere fathers. Mm. Someone's going to raise them.
So what about the statistics that support that children that come from single father homes are a lot more successful?
That's true.
And the women can jump in at any point. Because you made like a funny face. Like, do you disagree? Do you agree?
I agree to an extent.
What do you agree with specifically?
I do agree, like, sort of, that single mothers probably do have kids that don't grow up to be successful. There's a lot of single mothers out there that are quite successful themselves, and they do raise kids, like their kids, to be successful. Like, I know loads that have.
Mm-hmm. But we're like, obviously, that's just probably around like your personal circle, but like, we're talking like, you know, in general. Yeah. You might have some brilliant friends, some unicorns who like are very, you know, that can do that, which I'm not disputing that, definitely. Obviously, there's always exceptions, but like in general, just what I see, especially around like discipline and things, I don't really see much of that.
So what's the difference then between a single mom and a single dad? So you're saying that like single dads are more successful?
The numbers don't say why, but my opinion is that... dads are very much more strict on certain things.
No.
So if they had you disagree?
Yeah. Definitely.
You don't think dads are more strict?
No way.
All right. So do you think a dad in general?
I'm going from my point of view. So growing up, my mum was like the strictest. Like you would never fuck around with her.
Okay.
But my dad has like always been my best friend. Like he would always, like he was never strict, you know?
Same here.
Literally, this is what I mean. Like I think for a mum, it might be a little bit different, but for a woman... Like, I've always been a real big daddy's girl.
Mm.
And, my mum, I would never fuck with my mum.
Constructive strictness.
Mm.
Whereas mums can be quite erratic with it. Whereas dads are a little bit more level-headed.
The thing is, I see your point, yeah? And trust me, don't be illusioned. No, I see your point because obviously, again, that's a personal thing to you. But in general, just from like, even away from the numbers, just me speaking to women on the show, you know, some single mothers, like when I ask them certain things. So for instance, a question that I like to ask for some of them, especially the ones that like do like OnlyFans and things like that. Like if your daughter came to you at 18 and asked you if they wanted to do OnlyFans, I'd say 95% of them say, yeah, I'll support her. Like, da, 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 da. Whereas I know, the men, when I ask them, it's over my dead body or it's exile. You pick one. Exile or over my dead body. That's normally the answers I get. And that's why I'm kind of like, do you know what I mean? Did you not think that's true? Like, did your dad know that you did?
Yeah, my dad's known from like a really early age when I started, like, because I started off stripping like you and he found out when I was 18. And ever since I've been glamour modeling, ring girl, whatever, bit of webcam. He's always known, he's been really supportive. In fact, he's been more supportive than my mum, you know?
Again,
so to me,
it's personal to you. I get that.
Different to what you say.
Of course.
It's like
personal experiences obviously can always be different. I mean. Yeah, definitely. But
I can't relate.
So what does he say? Like, he doesn't say anything.
The thing that my dad has always said to me is just whatever you're doing, just be happy. Just be happy. And that's what he says. And if I'm making money and I'm, you know, like at Christmas, birthdays, I'm bringing them like amazing fucking gifts from the money that I've made.
Mm-hmm.
He's fucking complaining. You know, he supports me, whatever I do. My mum, on the other hand, is a very fucking strict woman and she's the one that doesn't really like me doing what I do. But
okay, that's it.
So it's like,
yeah. All right, because can I ask you a question then?
Yeah.
So in your household growing up, I'm assuming, do you live at home still?
No.
You don't live at home. Okay, so in the household, like when you was growing up,
yeah.
Who wore the trousers in the relationship? And obviously it sounds like it's your mother. And that's that's the thing. You understand? So it's like, obviously in a household where that is the case, that's how it's going to be because your mom's taking up the masculine role. Maybe. Unfortunately,
but
yeah.
But then
so.
I am closer to my dad because of that, I think. Because my dad supported me through what I want to do and wants me to be happy through what I do. My mum.
So he let you do what you want? Place.
Not what I want, to an extent.
Where's the line then for you, with your dad?
Well, I mean.
You want to know, you want to become, because as long as you're happy, like, look, listen, let's go into, we're going to a safe space, yeah? No, 2024, it's safe spaces and all that, yeah. So you go to dad, daddy, what's your name again? So I forgot, I'm
Karen.
Bad, Karen. So Karen's there, yeah, go to dad, daddy. Yeah, I want to be a mass murderer. How do you think that would go down?
I think this is a bit of a difference between a mass murderer.
You're happy? Wait, hold on. You said as long as you're happy.
Yeah, no, Karen, no, I did. But, like, obviously, to an extent, I mean, no, you're not hurting anyone by doing what I do. Obviously, being a mass murderer, I clearly hurting
people. Go on, Ez, you want to take this one?
Go on, babe.
It's all perspective, and it depends on how you look at it. You're not physically hurting anyone. And obviously, in general, as adults, we're all responsible for our actions. But I say, if you're looking at statistics, as you'd say, statistics show that a lot of lonely, sad people will use avenues such as, you know, OnlyFans or da-da-da-da-da to alleviate them not taking responsibility onto themselves to actually go out and go talk to a girl.
Do you disagree with that?
Gotcha, bitch!
I don't think girls that do OnlyFans, I don't think, maybe like some of them, but I don't think the majority are lonely.
I think we're saving the world.
Mm. Yes, we are.
All right, explain. I need you to just explain why you're saving the world.
So it's like some people have certain fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if we give them that space where they can privately indulge in that fetish, sometimes which may be quite harmful in the real world, I feel like we're giving them the release from that by pretending and doing like role plays. And
they're getting a release, all right.
Yeah. So there's some people, they like, you know, girls wearing schoolgirl outfits, which is quite a popular thing.
All right. So do you think, I've heard this argument before, do you think that violence and murder has gone down or up? Because you're saying, because obviously OnlyFans is more prevalent now, right? So back in the day, it wasn't as. So do you think, because obviously you're saying you're saving the world, right?
Yes.
And obviously you alluded to the girl thing, which alludes to men who want
to do something
children,
wrong.
I'm saying, yeah?
Yes.
Right. So do you think that's gone down or gone up the years?
I think down.
Okay. So you think since OnlyFans, that's gone down?
I haven't checked the statistics, but
okay.
I do think it's helping to sort of let them get that out of their system.
All right. So say like, let me go back into a safe space. Yeah. I like to ask probing questions. So say like, right. I want some crack. Yeah. Now
she's right.
All right. So hear my logic out. Right.
Yeah.
So I like crack or I, this is all hypothetical.
I
people.
Think I know where he's going with this.
Yeah. Of
very
course.
Adversary.
Yeah. So listen, there's a person, yeah, who likes crack and or either thinks that they like crack. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no crack available. So that's one person. Then you got the second person. He likes crack. He can get crack whenever he wants. Right. Who do you think's gonna act on it or be worse off? The one who has the crackhead that has the crack available.
We're not talking about crack.
But porn is an addiction. So hear the copy the analogy.
But this is not porn we're talking about.
We're talking about crack.
But it works in a similar fashion, though.
All right, do you want to? Yeah, I'll let you go.
No, I say, obviously, not to say that the I believe that OnlyFans would ever cause as much damage to society as much as, I don't know, violent crimes or so on and so forth. However, though, there's an element. Deep,
well, go on.
Follow me. Follow me. Yeah. I'm not saying that it will directly cause the same amount of problems, but there's an element, it's affecting the patriarchy or the lineage of how men are supposed to, the system that men are supposed to follow to be a man. And obviously,
sorry.
Now, but what I was going to say is that, like, the truth is that men are supposed to lead, and this isn't with offense. This isn't like a, oh, boom. We're trying to, no. I'm saying that as a role that works strongest, men are supposed to be leading in it. And I feel like a lot of these men that fall victim to this sort of thing are men that don't want to take on that responsibility. So in regards to how you believe you're saving the world, I believe it's the complete opposite. I believe that you providing that pleasure causes long-term pain.
Disagree? Agree?
Yes.
So I could agree, actually, really to an extent.
So I don't think the men that are signing up to an OnlyFans account, I don't think they're victims.
Why?
I feel like they're signing up to something from their own will.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to do wholeheartedly. Not being funny, let's be honest. Like, it is kind of a form of prostitution, mm-hmm. like any job anyway, because you're giving your body away in whatever job you do. But that's another story.
That's not true.
Not being funny, I used to work 9 to 5 in a call center. I was mm-hmm. waking up every morning at the crack of dawn.
So you're prostituting a call center?
I mean, it's basically the same thing. You're giving your time, you're giving your energy, you're giving your fucking body
away. Are male men prostitutes?
Of course.
Oh, come on.
It's the same fucking thing. Oh, let's be fair.
So do you know the definition of prostitution? No, and this, I'm not trying to catch you out. I'm not trying to like make you look, I'm genuinely just asking you.
Yeah.
Do you know the definition?
I mean, there's a difference between prostituting your pussy and prostituting yourself. To
No. The definition. Because it doesn't mean pussy. Sorry, okay. French people, but like the definition. Mm-hmm. So obviously, the definition is obviously engaging in a sexual act for money.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Knowing that definition, would you say OnlyFans falls into that category? And I'm like,
I wasn't actually talking about that. I was just trying to answer what you were saying a minute ago.
Oh.
Whereas you're saying that men are victims. Not being funny, is the oldest profession.
Mm.
And men will always, always find a way to get what they want from them.
I believe, yeah, that like in regard to the victim mindset, I'm not even saying that OnlyFans women are directly the ones victimizing
women. Exactly. Because demand and supply.
Yeah,
what I'm saying though is that the men that are going on there have already victimized themselves to be on there in the first place.
Right. But then you can't blame the women. I feel like
responsibility comes down to self. So really and truly, no one's to blame. It's about what you want.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think it's a circle.
You think so?
And I invented this on the last show, right?
Mm.
It kind of just came to my head. So let me know if you like agree or disagree, right? So I've drew a little diagram.
He's bad.
Again, right? So this is, in my opinion, how I think it goes, right? So you got lonely man, right? Mm. So lonely man indulges in sex work and OnlyFans, okay. Yeah? Which then makes women not respect him. Which then means he can't get women, mm-hmm. which then circles back to lonely man.
Yeah, the circle. Yeah, I agree with that.
Do you agree with that circle?
Yes.
Do you disagree? Agree?
Yeah, I do. I do agree.
Do you like men that buy OnlyFans and pay women to put plastic
bags? Be honest, please.
I know you do it and I know you don't really want to like, but would you date people that do that?
Well, my last boyfriend, I actually met him in the strip club. He was a customer having a dance with me. So I didn't judge him mm-hmm. and I connected with him.
See,
but on OnlyFans,
strip club,
it's quite a social thing.
People could
trip and fall into it with their mates on a night out after like everything's shut or something, because that's how most people end up in it.
Yeah.
So like even I've ended up in one. Like
yeah. So I think it's different in that aspect. Obviously, it's still sex work, but it's different in the aspect of OnlyFans. Like if someone who's subscribed to your OnlyFans, would you like take them seriously?
Thing is, with OnlyFans, you've got girls that wouldn't engage in any kind of other,
but that's what you're signing up to
outside of what they're doing. You've got girls in the strip clubs that are in the strip clubs doing what they're doing, but you've got girls who wouldn't work in a strip club because they'd say that it's too personal. Like they'd prefer to do it in like behind a webcam or something like that.
I get that point, but I think
there's levels to it.
Yeah, go on.
Like I don't feel like everyone that does that type of sex work is at the same level. If you're asking about the overall picture of it, I think the overall thing's damaging, but I wouldn't necessarily call a stripper a prostitute, or I wouldn't call I wouldn't call someone that takes pictures on Instagram a prostitute or so on and so forth. You know what I'm trying to say?
Really?
Like not directly. I'd still think it's prostitute. It's to some degree in that sex world, isn't it? But the thing is that you see people that do OnlyFans,
yeah,
and people that do like, okay, safe then. The people that actually do like sexual work one-on-one, linking up with you, like, I feel that's a lot more personal than some other types of sex work. So it's like a different level, but I don't think it takes you out the box.
It's definitely, I agree, it's different.
I don't think it takes you out the box, but it's different levels.
I'm a very big believer of like, you could say reality, but I'm a very big believer of words have a definition, and whatever the definition of the word is, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it to insult anybody.
No,
I'm saying the definition says if you engage in sex work and you get money, if you engage in a sexual act and you get money payment for that,
that's right.
It says it's prostitution.
I'm just dealing with the definition
of the word. That's I'm not trying to insult anybody.
I agree as well. Like, I really do. And I do think that there's a separation in levels, but I don't want anyone to ignore that the overall.
What
I feel
are
like,
these levels you're talking about?
So, for example, I feel like someone that does direct sex, one-to-one work, and someone that does just social media, they are two different levels.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone that just does Instagram pictures to someone that does sex work pictures.
So what's the difference?
Personally.
The difference.
I know there is a difference, but like, tell me what the levels are.
One girl has a penis in her vagina from a client.
So basically, I wouldn't say...
If she's getting loaded, then what the fuck is the problem? I mean, that's a problem.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, I know. But you're saying there's levels. Like, if she's... Like, I'm guessing, like, you're saying... There's
I'm only saying there's levels in for the actual sole purpose of just figuring out where they're at. It's nothing to do with what I care. I don't care. Mm. I'm just saying that, like, if you were to ask me to distinguish them, I'd say level 3.
P and V G.
Level 1. Pictures on Instagram.
Nudes.
Yeah. Or nudes. Or even nudes.
Do you honestly believe that there's no levels though? Like,
or do you consider the same thing?
Because for me, like, okay, levels. I wouldn't.
What's worse? What's worse?
Really online worse. Is worse because the guys, the stuff that
I don't think any of it's worse. I think it's all as bad as each other.
Online is so much
you
worse.
You think so?
Of course.
So can I? Sorry.
You're still showing your funny.
No. Okay, so let me ask you. So what if you just took a picture? Just a picture?
No.
Do you think that's the same as, like, say, an actual person like standing on the corner?
I don't really think it matters. I really don't. Do you know what? I've got lots of friends that are escorts that do sell their pussy. And one of them that I know has been married for, like, 10 years. And she's in a very happy relationship.
Yeah, but that's...
So, like, I just don't get the whole, like, oh...
Well, we were talking
about... Men trying to...
But we what we
now this is more just this is just distinguishing what the definitions are. This has nothing to do with our opinions, you know.
Yeah, but of course. You were saying about levels.
Like. No, the levels. It's like, for example, a boss and a co-worker are two different levels. Like, there's
so
levels
the
in every single type of work
field.
I'm not saying who's the boss. It's whoever wants to be the boss.
And she had Tiki.
Whoever wants to be the boss. If you want to aim to be a boss, you'll become a boss. If you want to aim to be a worker, you'll become a worker.
No, it's because you guys said about levels.
Yeah, the levels. So a prostitute that takes dick in a vagina is way worse than someone that takes pictures. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's your opinion.
That is.
What, you think that's the same? Honestly, I'm not even judging. Like, do you think that's the same?
It depends. I mean, obviously... You're saying that women that sell their pussy, of course, yeah. That's
if
like
I put a positive spin on it,
hang on.
I'll go for it.
you say that they're lower level, but then at the same time, they're probably making the most money.
Big up them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so it's just, big up them.
Like. Yeah, but the thing is that, let's say I took the negative connotation of levels and I said, the higher the level you go, the more you do it, the more empowered you should be. So a level 3 prostitute having sex with someone directly is more powerful and more in the business than someone that's just starting. They're still a level.
I feel like there's two things going on there, because obviously she has people that she knows that do it.
Yeah, so it's more kind of like, I get how like she could
most
like
most of my friends are sex workers.
Big up them.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And if they want to do that, I'm pro choice in that regard.
I think everyone should be able to do whatever they feel like doing. I feel there's consequences for every action if you wouldn't take it easy.
But if you was to ask me, do you think this affects us negatively? That's a different opinion.
Affects who negatively?
Society in general.
Do you mean men in general?
It's men and society in general. Because so obviously, men run society.
Why?
So if it affects men, it affects society.
I feel like anybody that's in sex work, they can't really have a great, like, normal sort of relationship. I've struggled in my personal relationships.
Hold on, wait. Let her land.
The reason I'm trying to, like, exit this industry.
Let her land, please.
The reason I want to exit this industry so urgently is because I've realized it's made me into a man. I'm like a masculine, dominant man every night in the club. Like, I'm telling people what to do. Like, I feel I have no femininity left in my body. And I feel like it's destroying me.
Sorry, wait. Let her land, please.
It doesn't matter, babe, how long. It's her opinion. It affects everybody differently mentally. And as a spiritual person, I'm very aware of my things. And I do find it's affecting me negatively. And then I see customers that come every single day and they go bankrupt.
Mm.
Like coming to the club every night or getting obsessed with
your
one.
Job is to rinse them out. Though. That's literally your job.
Yeah, but obviously I sometimes have a heart and I feel sorry for
you. You're getting very, very touchy.
Like morals as well, please. You know? Because there are some guys, they're like, oh, I've got no money, and they're showing me their bank account. I could say to them, like, let's just go for like 5 hours in the VIP. Fuck it, you've got an overdraft, let's do it. I don't give a shit. Because I've done it. I've literally stood in the corner of the club and made people get like high interest loans because I don't care. I'm at work right now. They're not paying me to be here. I'm here to make my money on that night because the club ain't paying me. They're taking half my money, if anything. So
I'd like to add on to that, though, to be fair, because I think sometimes on the show, yeah, I'm talking about certain things. I don't throw the other side into it. Now, I'm going to make this very clear. Yeah, if you're stupid enough to do that, yeah, then that's you. But that doesn't. And this is the thing, right? And I'm seeing the issue with yourself at the minute, yeah, because right, when it's something for men, it's absolutely. But when we try and say something, criticize women in any way, it's like you kind of get your back up a bit.
Do you know what? I really do feel for men. I really do. But I think...
So what about the ones that are bankrupt themselves, paying for strippers? Because remember...
I'm not being funny. I would say the same for women. Say if a woman was like a gambling addict or like an addict in any way, I'd say it's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your future and you can do what you want with it. And if you're going to... fuck it off of like gambling or whatever, then that's your choice. And I would say the same for men doing what they do: strip clubs, OnlyFans,
drugs.
Honestly, I swear to God, I am not just singling out men for this. Like, I mean, come on, women probably do it too. Like,
yeah, obviously, it's a minority.
Man thing.
But well, I hear what you say. Like,
it's not a man thing.
You think that women are customers the same way men are customers? Is that what you're saying?
No. Absolutely not.
Well,
but
if you flip it,
catch it, bitch.
Men would never.
No, things ain't got you, bitch, at that.
But women, I know some women, they're addicted to designer and high lifestyle, which they cannot actually afford. So that's also an addiction. That's just as bad. And then they got to sell themselves to like get that lifestyle. And it's just like, either way, you might think that they're both like the man's a victim because he's giving her the money, but actually she's a victim of herself as well. So it's actually everybody's a victim.
It's a circle, like I said.
Even I think sex workers can fall into that mindset where they've actually become a victim of themselves because they've given themselves all this money, which they have to then go and do sex work to then maintain that lifestyle that they've created in their head.
And I agree. And the reason I'm saying it's a circle is because obviously apart from people just stumbling in on it because they're on a night out to a strip club, like men that are in a strip club are obviously these kind of men.
Yeah, like these are the regulars.
Then it goes to here.
No, I don't think and it, so.
So would you? Okay.
Can I see that diagram again? I'll explain it again.
Yeah. Let me go for it again. Yeah, sure. Let's go into a safe space again because it's getting a little bit, you know.
It's getting heated.
Yeah, yeah. Just a little bit. So the diagram goes as follows, right? So you got lonely man.
I agree with all of it apart from one bit.
Right, let me go for it just for the viewers. Okay, then you can. So you got lonely man. Yeah, lonely man, can't get women. So then he goes, OnlyFans. Yeah, no girl. Yeah, so we'll do it in slang as well. So you don't want to translate the slang, yeah?
Okay,
All right, so you got lonely man.
No girl fan.
Who then subscribes to OnlyFans and or sex worker.
No girl, I put pump on my line.
And then, which then makes women not respect you.
Obviously, she ain't really fucking rewarding
that. That's the bit that I don't.
So do you think women generally respect men that empty their bank accounts in strip clubs?
I've never actually met somebody in person that has signed up for my OnlyFans.
Okay.
But guys that come into strip clubs, I don't think they're just... Wait, what was the diagram again?
Stupid! So my question is, all right, if you had a partner, you're single, right? So you meet a man.
I've only just become single. All
right, cool. So you got a man. And he empties his bank account every week in the strip club.
If he was my boyfriend.
Yes.
What, together? And he's just like,
yeah.
Oh.
Your boyfriend?
No.
So then you're not going to respect him then, right?
Be honest.
Catch it, bitch.
Absolutely not.
No, she's not going to respect him.
Yeah, of course she's not. He started off by not respecting me.
How? He respects
by
you?
By going into a strip club.
No. Wait, what? So he's not allowed to go in a strip club?
No way.
Why don't you expect him if he goes in a strip club?
It's saving society.
Yeah, you said that he's saving the world.
Avengers.
Gotcha, bitch.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Stop. I like this podcast.
Hang on. Hang on.
All right, so listen, you know.
I wouldn't actually let my boyfriend go in the strip club.
You wouldn't?
No.
So would you
unless it's a stag deal, I wouldn't.
All right, so would you respect your boyfriend going in the strip club and spending all his money?
All his... No, it's the same as gambling. So...
So then what are you going to do if he does do it?
Well, he's already disrespected me, so I'll disrespect him too.
Please answer the question. What are you going to do if he does do it? Are you going to stay with him?
No, I won't. It depends.
And then what will he be?
It depends how much money he has. If he can afford to do
that. A man that gets no girl.
Good then, because at least we're getting paid.
No, she gets it.
She gets it, though.
She gets it.
She does,
fair enough.
She does agree with us as well, you know.
She does, she does. Do you agree with us?
But she's got friends.
What? Yeah, she agrees.
You agree with us, but you've got friends that you don't want to offend.
I just don't think that lonely men is an excuse. Sorry, I do agree with you. It's just that one bit that I don't agree with.
This bit.
Yeah, so what's the one before then?
OnlyFans girls.
Yeah. OnlyFans girls leads to...
Men, women not respecting them.
Yeah, I don't...
But you broke up with your man for going in strip club?
No, no, not at all.
You are contradicting yourself, you know.
No, I'm not. How?
Heavily.
How?
Oh, it's bad.
All right, let me jump to your other head, bro. Is she? Hey, let him go.
How?
Bro.
Okay, no, go, go, go.
Are you with us, Adnit? Like, because you might, to be fair, you might disagree. You're an older gentleman, you know. I've seen some of the clips that, on Sinners and things. Like, what do you think? Do you think it affects us negatively or what do you think?
I think there's a bit of both.
Yeah.
You know, there's different perceptions.
Mm.
He was talking about lonely men, could be men that have got deformities, got disabilities, struggle to connect with people. So there is also an avenue for where it's kind of, there's an acceptance to it.
Mm.
Do you know, a geezer that's got no legs, do you know what I mean? Like, he might struggle to go out and obviously talk to women and, you know what I mean? And so he might find comfort in you know, a lady who obviously charges for her services and that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can all have a perception of like, yeah, it's bad, but there's also positives in everything as well. And I think it's how we perceive it.
Mm.
You know, if we can be grown up about things, or we can be small minded about things.
But you know what the thing is though, like I do agree with you that obviously might be people with deformities that might not be able to talk to women, etc., etc., etc. But either way, they're still a lonely person, which is why they're there in the first place. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then obviously, in one aspect, you're right. They are lonely. They do need some kind of comfort. But then is it a lonely man through seediness? Do you get what
seediness,
I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Like a lonely man because the man's a wrong one. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
So
you've got
that aspect, which then, you know, bringing it to the other aspect, there's, you're creating more chance of things that were not necessarily there to become there. You know, like you said, if you haven't got crack there, then you can't really fiend for it. But when it's there in your face, it becomes a bit of a problem. Do you know what I mean? So, but then on the other side, it then comes down to the individuals. If again, I believe people in those industries have got similar vibrational frequencies. Yeah, they're all experiencing similar things. Do you get what I'm saying? And it's things that Maya was saying, you know, is Maya, yeah?
Yeah.
That, you know, over time, working in the industry that she's worked in, she's acquired certain traits because she's been surrounded by, you know, that kind of energy. Do you get what I'm saying? And I think that it's, yes, it is bad, but it also gives people an opportunity to learn, not bad in the sense of bad, like, and I'm using brackets in the sense of how we're talking about it, but it can also give people, like myself,
that drink off her, bro. Oh, yeah, cool.
And I didn't mean bad in the sense of bad.
No, but it is bad, though, isn't it?
But it's not.
No, like okay, the energy that I'm feeling in my body after doing this work, like after so many years, I don't feel good about myself.
Yeah, that's bad, yeah. I've never felt that's bad. But then if I get to the end of the day and I'm counting all my fucking money, I'm feeling fucking on top
yeah,
of
it. Yeah, no, that's just temporary. That's material.
You get to a place.
You get to a place where you start realizing that the money isn't everything.
It's not worth it.
You do have your that's own. But I know from personal experience, I've probably been a lot deeper and a lot darker than the three of you sitting on this couch. Why are you laughing at him?
No, he's not laughing at. Sorry to cut you off, bro. To let people have their opinions. Like people ain't cutting you off.
Sorry,
when you're
I know. This is like just, really like hearted, and I'm like getting rolled up for
me. Yeah, just
like, I agree
chill.
With both. Like literally,
like everyone's got their opinion. You know, when you're speaking, no one's gonna cut you off. Like we're good, yeah.
Yeah, but Karis, we can't deny that this work does affect our mental health. Like you cannot deny that.
Not mine.
I've heard quite a lot of people say that.
A lot of people do.
Okay, maybe not.
I don't know how you can do this
work
without catching trauma.
What?
I don't know how you can do that work without catching trauma.
Why? Yeah. So we're cutting back in. We had to do a little switch around because it was getting a bit emotional. It was getting a bit touchy. So off. Decided to have a little super round. So obviously first time on the show, you've been circled in. So name, age, what you do for a living, and relationship status, please.
So I'm not gonna say my age, but I'm gonna say my name. Kim. I'm a dancer as well, like my sorry to you. Okay. And I'm single currently, yeah.
Okay, so
she belongs to the street.
I don't know if you've been here, but that's
yeah, but you could do that, but it's single by choice, not single by force though. So we can do that.
Should we go into that?
No, we can go into
single
that.
By choice.
Single by choice.
Do you have a favourite artist?
No, well, yes, yeah, Leah's my favorite artist.
Male, do you have a favorite male artist? Who do you like?
I can't, there's so many. I like more like soul, kind of R&B, kind of music. So
someone like you find attractive, like who do you like?
Male.
Yeah. Why do you like women?
Yeah, I like men and women.
Oh, you bi, okay.
But I don't really, like they're not ugly, but I'm not like, oh, I really like this guy. Do you know who I used to like back in the day? Busta Rhymes, before he, now he looks bad, isn't he? But back in the day, Busta Rhymes was hot, like he was nice.
So back in the day, would you have dated Busta Rhymes?
Yeah, because I like manly looking guys.
All right, so Busta Rhymes comes to you now, right, yeah? No, ask you out, he wants to go on a date
the
with
way
you.
He
listen,
looks before, though,
listen yeah, yeah, the way he looks before. Listen, yo, listen, you are wifey, yeah? I'm looking to take you wild, I'm looking to take you seriously. Like, yo, listen, you're the one, yeah? Don't need to worry about nothing. Come out with me, we're gonna get some food, I'll fly you around, like you're with me now. What are you saying to Busta Rhymes?
But I don't like that approach though.
Why?
Because you don't know me to say that I'm wifey.
Oh, alright, so alright, you've been talking for a month.
Okay, well I'd go on a date.
You go on a date. Alright, so after that month now, obviously, you get me. It's Busta Rhymes, so
no, it's not about that.
Now I'm saying you're gonna believe me, you got connection, right. So he asks you out now, he wants you to be his girlfriend, like what are you saying to him?
Yeah, but it depends on how we connected from talking.
Great connection.
Because yeah, then why not then? Yeah.
And so you would.
It's got to have to do with him being Busta Rhymes. I'd say that his aesthetic is what I liked.
Okay. So if he connected, you date him, yeah?
Yeah.
So obviously, basically, the reason you're single is because you haven't found anyone that you've connected with.
That's the main reason. Yeah. Or get to a certain point and they'll just do something and I'm just like...
So can you see how it's not by choice?
No, but it is by choice because I could choose to date them.
No, but you don't like them, so why would you date them?
No, but then I did like them, so they did something. Basically, it's about a standards thing, do you know what I mean? Like, and practicality, there's chemistry and there's practicality. You can like someone what you want, but if it's not practical,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense to date.
No, I agree with that, but I'm saying it's the men that are approaching you is the reason why you're single.
No,
do you know what
it's
I mean?
Not. It's... See, you're trying to.
No, I'm not, because if your dream man came along and connected with you, you would date. So
yeah,
it's not
of course,
by choice.
But then, are we going to go next to thing of, oh, so now am I responsible for who's approaching me? Is that where we're going to go?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But you're not though, because energy you put out. Everyone's attracted to light, and do you know what I mean? If you're someone good, you're going to attract everybody. You attract dusties and whatever. If I stay in my house all the time, you can't blame me for the men that approach me when I go to buy milk from the shop.
No. What I'm saying, you are still in charge of the people that are
I don't go outside and I don't interact with anybody, apart from when I go to buy milk from the shop, who am I, like, do you know what I mean? That's a limited time where you're outside, where you're going to meet some people in your area. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to put on me where I'm living. Mm-hmm. It's my fault who I'm attracting. Well, no, if I was doing my best to be dated, mm-hmm. then you could say that, innit? Mm-hmm. But because I don't go out and I don't, do you know what I mean? I'm not looking for that, then you can't really say there's other factors at play.
Do you have to live where you live now?
No, I don't. But then you're just being pedantic at this point.
I'm not being, how is that being pedantic?
Because most people are not going to, like, for me personally, my aim is not to get into a relationship and get married. So I'm not going to pick a place to live because I can find a husband. I'm not going
to
do that.
No, but obviously, the point I'm trying to make is that I believe that most people have choices and you know, so obviously you don't have to live there if you think that the people that you're attracting there are bad. You could move to somewhere else.
Yeah, but then even that is still a choice that I've made, though. So it is by choice that you're saying that you're trying to make out it's not my choice because people have approached me. Mm-hmm. But I could still choose to date them if I wanted to. I could get into a relationship. I could meet somebody who's really good. Not that they're a bad person. Mm-hmm. They could be everything on paper, which is good to every other woman. But because I don't feel like, because of what I value, as in the connection, is not there, I would choose not to go there. But that doesn't mean that he was a bad guy or he was a low value guy. It's just that didn't work for me. No. But I'm choosing not to go into that. So it is by choice.
I personally believe that men control commitment. Right.
Yeah, to an extent.
So when women say I'm single by choice, that's not true. No, because men are the ones who control commitment.
Okay, maybe because in my experience, I've had people that want to get into a relationship and I say no. So for me, that's why I feel like it's my choice.
You know those people that you said no to? Like, let's say that they were like all the things credentially on the paper that you said that you wanted. Yeah. If they were all those things, nothing's wrong with them. Would you have said no to them?
Yeah, but it's practicality, like I said. So you can be a good, like, if you're a good person, like, there's a lot of guys that are not bad looking, they've got good jobs, or all the criteria you want to take. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not attracted to you...
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then, so that's the factor that you'd be missing in that example.
No, but what I'm saying is that there's nothing wrong with them, mm-hmm. and they're not bad people, but I could have chose to go there. That is still my choice not to do that kind of thing. So I don't really... Sorry if I'm misunderstanding what you're asking me.
No, I'm following, I'm listening.
Yeah, because I don't understand really.
No, because what I'm saying is that, let's say, for example, now, yeah, someone said that they wanted 5 out of 5 things from someone, like, I want them to have pretty eyes, nice nose, nice mouth, nice ears, nice hair. They said that I want all 5 things in someone, and they met that person, and then they said, that person said, do you want to get into a relationship? Why would the person say no if it's everything that they want?
But it depends on what you value over. Like I told you, I value a connection.
No, but I'm saying, let's say that the value system that you have,
but it's specific not though, because you, what you've so for
I'm listening though
for what I'm saying. So there's different.
Basically what he's saying is, if the chemistry was there,
yeah, then we would have but then it wasn't for me what I wanted, and we didn't connect in the way that you have to have this certain levels of things in aligned. You have to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, there's chemistry, there's practicality. There's also more than one way to be attracted to somebody. There's not just physical attraction.
I agree.
Emotional and sexual attraction. Some people, it depends on what you value. Some people are okay with having a sexual and a physical attraction, but no emotional. And some people are not. Some people are
100%.
So it depends on what you value as to where and your decision.
I think I'm completely in agreement with you on those things also have to be aligned, and sometimes you also have to be the right person to receive, and sometimes you can be the wrong person, or there's many factors that have to be like involved. I'm just saying that
also
in this
timing as well, you might be in a place where you feel that you can receive that as well as that as well.
Yeah, so do you believe that, like, you've been in in situations where you're speaking one-to-one with a guy that has everything you want, but your timing was bad?
Yeah, that's definitely happened. But then for me, I'm someone that, I didn't say I was looking for a relationship, by the way, because I've got work to do kind of thing. So it's because the question you asked me, answer the question. But for me, I feel like there's a certain level of work you should do as an individual before you try to get into a relationship. But a lot of people don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
So for me, if I say I'm not looking for a relationship, it's not because of the person that I'm in, it's because I feel like I'm not ready
and yeah, that's what I need to do.
So that's where I'm at. So it's by choice. Because I could choose to fuck up someone's life if I want to. I could choose to be their girl and fuck up their life.
It's not by choice, because when I hear that, right, it's what I hear is that because men, and you agree, because men are in charge of commitment, what has to happen is, you're as a woman, you put yourself on the shop floor, whether you like it, you might not be intentionally doing it. You just walk into the shop, you walk into the shop, a man will move to you, yeah, as a woman, right? But the point is that men have to make the move, right? And they're in charge of commitment. So when I hear that, it's the men that you want aren't committing to you.
Yeah, but I told you, I told you where I'm at. I'm not looking for a relationship, because for me, personal things have to be in place standard-wise for me to feel like I could be a good partner to somebody. And I'm not ready to do that. I'm busy doing different things, like that. I'm not going to be focused on somebody in a way that I feel would be valuable to them. So I'm not looking for a relationship. So
I understand that.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
But if your dream man came along, would you turn him down right now then?
I can't really answer, because my mind's not gone there, because I'm not looking for a relationship. So I couldn't even tell you what my... Even when you asked me who do you find attractive, I had to pause and think, because it's not at the forefront of my mind, because it's not what I'm looking for right now.
No, I get that.
And to be fair, I'll be real with you. So I've even, like, a guy came along, whatever, and was talking, and I said to him, look, I'm not going to lie to you. Right now, I'm not interested.
You didn't like him enough?
It's not about that, because I feel it's about being mature though. Because, like, if I know that I'm not in a place where I'm ready for you, this way, it's again, it's vice versa, should be that way. Why am I going to, like, kind of deceive you that, yeah, let's get into this? I'm not ready for this. If you're willing to wait, or you want to come back, But I don't own you. Do you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to lie and act like, yeah, let's do this when I'm not ready for it.
I get that. But the thing is, based on what you said earlier, right? When I asked if your dream man came along, your answer should be no.
But I didn't say it was yes. I told you that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Your answer should be no, but it wasn't no.
No, but it wasn't yes either.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
But the reason why it wasn't yes is because I'm not in those parameters. So I couldn't answer your question truthfully and give you an honest answer because it's not even coming to my mind to think about it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, fair enough. I just think, obviously, me and you are two different people. I just think if I was saying all that, my answer is no because, you know what I'm trying to say? I don't know if you hear what I'm trying to say.
But do you know what it means? I'm not very good at the black and white answer. Sometimes I have to explain myself. Because,
oh, you're grey area.
Yeah.
Communicate differently, you remember?
Yeah, I know. Let's not do that
because it's not about. So, by the way, I have Asperger's, by the way. So, the way you lot communicate, I don't understand it personally. Yeah. So, I'm always thinking before I speak anyway, before I answer your question, because I understand that our minds don't work the same.
Yeah.
So, for me, I have to go around houses sometimes because I'm trying to think, are they going to understand what I'm saying? Mm. So, sometimes my answers are not based on the fact that I'm a woman or, do you know what I mean? It's the fact that my disability means that I can't communicate.
I understand. Well, obviously, things that people don't know about me, like I do work with people with.
So you understand.
So now I know that. So you understand. I can try and communicate you in a different way. So I get that.
You get it. So you're going to say something to me. Even with you, when you said before about my thing about definitions, I was like, yes, because that's me. It's black and white and facts don't have feelings. Many times when I say certain things, like I was saying to you before, oh, the couch is blue and people are getting upset. And I'm looking, but the couch is blue then. But people are getting upset because.
So you're direct?
I am direct and blunt, as I said, but then it's not with a rudeness. It's just like, that's my understanding of things, that this is this and this is that.
All right, so let's spin the block here, because before we started switching around and emotions were getting heightened, obviously, we were talking about my circle.
Okay.
Yeah, and people were saying that, obviously, they don't agree with it. I don't know if you was here and went through it.
No, I didn't hear anything. So
basically, the circle is on the third time now, So I said, so for me, I'm like, lonely men.
Yeah.
Then subscribe to like OnlyFans or sex work. Then in a response to that, women won't respect you, which then puts you to a lonely man, basically.
And then the cycle. Yeah. What are you asking?
No, so that's what we was talking about. Like, do you agree that's the cycle, or do you think no? Like, obviously.
Yeah, I feel like.
She agreed, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, that's nice. But no offense, but you know what I mean? We're all individual.
No, I'm filling you in because you weren't here, innit?
But I just feel like you can't have like one definitive thing for all people because, so for instance, before I started dancing, my idea of a strip club was very different to what it actually is. Okay. Because obviously I only see things on TV. So even the first shift I worked, I didn't realize I had to take off my clothes. Like, I knew it would happen maybe in the night, but I didn't realize it was every day. I didn't realize it was like that. So for me, and I used to go to strip clubs with my bridges, but we never really go for dances. So we'll watch the girls on stage. So we didn't really know what it was about, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now working in the strip club and seeing the type of guys that come in and the way they behave, it's difficult to be like, I respect a guy like this because you're moving mad, bro.
Oh, so she agrees?
Do you know what I mean? No, from that extent. But obviously, but before doing that, I have a different perspective. So I wouldn't, again, not against porn, not against like sexual liberation or expression.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I judge someone that goes to watch that, but now being in a certain area of that, and I can only speak about the strip club, obviously. But then some of these things these guys be doing is a bit mad.
Like, I've got
very, very mad.
I totally agree. Yeah,
like, and I'm looking at you like this is what puts me off a little bit. Not those women, but a lot of these guys are married. Like I wore the guy's wedding ring in the club. He gave me his wedding ring in the club. So things like that. And if you're thinking his wife, I don't even know you're here. Let alone that you're doing that. It's disrespectful to your wife. Do you know what I'm saying? But then this is a man that's coming and doing this. So how can I respect that behaviour?
Should we get into
Kim, how many times have you pissed in a glass and like somebody's drunk it in the strip club?
Why is she doing things like this? I don't understand. Why she do this?
Wait,
no,
what?
But guys will do that. They will
gotcha,
pay you to
bitch.
Do that.
They guys do that all the time.
I've walked on guys' hands. I've slapped them in the face.
Kicked them in the balls.
Yeah. Let me just jump in right there, and I know you're very, very shocked, And look, bro, listen,
that's
bro.
That's how I was before,
But bro, listen, I've been doing this like almost 2 years, And obviously, I started this podcast like... It was very much a men's podcast, and it still is. Like, I'll give advice to them, as we go along.
Yeah.
But I don't respect 90% of men, and I'm not going to defend 90% of men. I'm going to defend the 10%.
Okay.
Yeah. And when I see things like, this is a new world to me. So as I'm talking to more OnlyFans, more sex workers, I'm like hearing the things that are getting paid.
You learn how much men there are, isn't it?
And I'm learning the things men will pay for. Like the last show, someone was saying I know that people pay for farts. This is all new.
Yeah,
farts in a jar, bath water. Someone paid on the last girl.
For liquors and stuff.
I would understand that more than farts. And you understand? Someone also paid, one was saying that a guy paid her to put a plastic bag on her head and just breathe into it. Someone paid them to like pretend they was drowning. And like, for me, and this is what I'm saying, why it has a negative effect, because these people are kind of like, again, it's like crack. Like if you don't have access to that, because for me, porn is like a rabbit hole. The more you go down, the more stuff, the less things arouse you, then you got to find some next weird stuff to arouse you. And that's why I'm saying it's a negative thing, right?
Yeah, it can.
And for me, I think personally, men control society, but women control the direction society goes in. And that's why it's very important. And this is, and what I mean by that is, let's go back to safe space. So this is what I mean. Generally, running off society, like without men, it crumbles, right? I know women don't like to think about this a lot, but if all men were to go away, society crumbles instantly, right?
Why do you say that though?
Because the chair you sat on is made by man. The building that we're in is made by men. It's all made by men, right?
Yeah, but then even saying that though, you have to look at the history of women and the education and what access we're allowed to. Women weren't allowed to learn these things.
I'm glad you said that. So, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to spin the plot. Okay. Yeah, so
wait, so just to like confirm, so do you think that if all men went away, how do you think civilization would
I'm not someone who hates men. I think that we both...
Oh, yeah, I don't think you are either.
Yeah, but I think we both need each other to... For
100% agree. 100%.
So
yeah.
I'm not going to like, do away with all men.
But just to spin back to the point, so obviously, the reason women decide the direction it goes in, because a big distinguisher of men and one of the biggest things that drive men is women.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
And sex, basically. That motivates us a lot. A lot of men want to get successful for the spoils of success. Yeah, so women et cetera, yeah. Obviously, it's not, you don't really want to focus on, I'm just doing it for women. But we understand that it's the byproduct of becoming successful, right? And if women, and this is what I always say, if women were to all turn around now, right? And this is how it used to be back in the day and say, look, you lot get no pussy unless you marry me, right? What do you think would happen to society?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But I also feel like as much as you can say women steer the direction of things, it's like we're still socialized and grew up in a way that benefits men to a certain extent. It's in a way that you think like, you can talk about society and racism, for instance, not saying they're exactly the same, but as a black person, you can do as much as you want to rally. If the white man says no, then it's no.
Disagree with that.
No, but do you get what I'm saying? So do you understand my point to an extent? I'm not of the view of, oh, no matter what I do, I can't succeed. I don't believe that. Yeah. What I'm saying is that there is barriers and ways in place. So it's not as easy as women just, oh, we're going to run this team. Yeah, we could do a little march, but you're still going back home.
No. Let me just make it clear what I mean by the direction it goes in.
Okay.
Women can never change the direction that society goes in by force, ever. So rallying around and that's not the way you're going to do it. Yeah. What I'm saying is, for instance, hookup culture. Yeah. A lot of people say it's men. It's not. Women are the reason for hookup culture.
Yeah, I feel like, to be honest.
And this is what I'm saying. So this is what I'm saying. If you lot all turn around and said, look, no pussy unless you marry me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Men adapt to the market. And what we will do is this, what we done back in the day, because back in the day it was, my guy, no pussy unless you marry me. That's why more people are getting married. Now we don't need to marry you. We just can sleep with you.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And we want sex. So if we're getting what we want, why the fuck are we going to marry you?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You understand?
I do. As much as I'm doing something, I'm for women's rights. I'm not against that.
Are you a feminist?
This is why I knew you was going to ask that question. And the reason why I feel like that's a loaded question because when you look at what feminism really used to mean, it was to give women the freedom to choose what life they wanted. But now it's become weaponized against them a lot. But also,
against women?
No, in terms of like, so there'll be guys that you're a feminist, split the bill. And it's like, okay, bro, that's not even what it's about. So things like that. But also...
No, wait. I got to pull you up on that. Wait.
No, I'm not...
Weaponized against women or men?
I'm not saying... Just because someone makes a statement or something doesn't mean that the other side is not true. I'm talking about this only, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Because I can't speak about for men's experience because I'm not a man.
So sorry, just to touch on that point. Okay. If you are a feminist, why can't a man say split the bill?
I'm not saying he can't. Right?
Well, what's wrong with it?
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. Again, I'm saying that that's the first comeback where you say you're a feminist or well, equal rights. There's no right to split the bill. I didn't march for the right to pull out my own chair. I don't march for the right to pay half on the bill.
See, this is where I have to jump in again.
Okay, go on.
Because you're talking about chivalry, right? Pulling out the chair
What I'm trying to say, when it's finished, when I said the basis of the movement was about, because back in the day when people were getting married traditionally, a lot of women were being abused and they were being beaten. Now I'm just saying, I'm not against traditional relationships because I would prefer that for myself if I was going to get into a relationship. What I'm saying is the only thing, the heart of it was to kind of alleviate or give freedom, because even women didn't have education. So if you didn't get married, you can't eat, you can't work because you don't know nothing. So that's the element that was trying to change. But then in terms of what it's done now, it's like women want to be like men. I don't agree with that. But a lot of that's what it's become, the feminism. Women want to be like men. Or we could lift heavy things too. Like that's what I'm saying. So for me, as in my heart, with the original ideals, I am technically a feminist from those. Mm. From what it's evolved into today, I can't identify with that movement because I don't agree with it, is what I'm trying to say.
What is real feminism?
In my opinion, it's for women to have the right to choose, or the same rights as men, not the rights as men, in terms of like, we want to be respected. We're not saying that we're the same as you guys.
Would you say that that's the full parameter of what the definition is as well?
From me and what made me be like kind of drawn to originally is because it was the right to decide the life that I want to have. So if I want to stay at home, then I can stay at home. If I don't want to and I want to go and work, I should be allowed that. Whereas before, obviously we're in a generation where women can work now. This started when women couldn't work. So it's a bit of a different...
Do you want to respond to that?
No, I'm just listening. I'm trying to figure out like the definition that you're going for then, because there's a way that feminism's affected society today.
Yeah,
very strongly. I feel like it's caused like for roles to almost reverse.
Yeah,
where
I agree.
A lot of men are taking on feminine energy. A lot of women are taking on masculine energy.
I agree.
And there's a misbalance. And obviously that's to do with the system. And obviously I think like the conversation here is really identifying who are the gatekeepers, what do we change to make sure this doesn't keep continuing and so on and so forth? And like with how feminism is today, like what would you disagree? Like what would you say separates you from the rest of them in today's society?
So a lot of feminists, especially like radical feminists. I'm not. If I was anything, I'd be like a liberal or a neoliberal feminist. If you want to identify with their ideology,
I think it's all bullshit. But carry on.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. But I'm just saying, if I was going to put myself into where I most fit, it would be liberal feminism.
Okay.
Whereas radical feminism. Is very much misandry, which is the opposite of misogyny. Do you know what I mean?
I like her.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm for. I don't hate men. I don't hate men.
No, I'm saying that's because you're literally the first woman to ever bring up misandry.
Yeah, but that's
what I actually know what it means.
But maybe some people don't know it is because it's not that misogyny is used all the time. Do you know what I mean?
But what I'm saying.
And there is women that do hate men. Yeah, like, and it is a thing. But those you'll hear when the way they speak, and you want to be. And when I say equal to men, I'm not saying that, right, if I say we're equal to men, guys, I'm not saying that we're the same. No, because
I'm talking to you, women are emotional. Like, no.
Listen, we are equal in terms of respect. Like, I should respect you equally how you respect me as a human
being. As a human. 100%.
No, but even as a woman, as a man. Like, if you're going to give me less respect because I'm a woman, that's a bit weird to me. Like, why? You don't know me, but also you're respecting me less because I'm a woman.
I think universally, respect is earned. Men or man or woman.
Yeah, of course it is, but there's
base. I think you should, as a human, respect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but there's base levels of respect. And there's a lot of men that even though you might say certain things, and I can understand what you're saying, they will run with what you said and use it as a reason to disrespect women just because.
Of course.
And that what I'm saying is that that's what I don't agree with, that part. Like, there's a base respect. Like, as a human being, as a woman, as a man, we will respect each other. Of course, if I do something now, that's a bit... And then I can't respect it, but also I think there's a difference between respect and rating. Like, I respect you base, everybody respectful. I'm not gonna come and spit on you but I might not rate you, and which is also a time of respect, but because of your actions. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I don't respect you anymore. But I just don't get it.
Yeah. If anyone else wants to chime in, but I did wanna just your point, because you were saying that, and I agree, I think that women should have the choice. I agree with all that. I think they should. But the thing is, right, is that looking at things like as a whole. Yeah, because we're in 2024 and women have the most choice that they've ever had ever.
But you just said I don't have a choice.
Obviously, now women have more choice than they've ever have in 2024. They can do whatever they want. We are very, very much, even though it's not Trump, in reality, but on paper, we're equals, right? Even though in reality, we ain't. But you can do whatever you want. Look at the choices that women are making. Now they can do anything they want.
Yeah.
And they're still choosing not to become bricklayers. Not to become lorry drivers, not to become anything that goes into infrastructure, and it's not societal that you have the choice to do it. You're choosing not to do it, and everybody, and the joke is right. Most of the women now, given their own choices, are going to like OnlyFans and basically sex work.
I can't say most of the women. Also, what you've just said, you're ignoring external factors. So if I go to work on a construction site, because I used to do security as well before. So I used to be a security supervisor, which obviously is a male-dominated area, and it was just annoying. Because of the comments, the everything, whatever. So as much as unless I have a real passion, like I really want to be a security guard so bad, like it's irritating to go into those fields because of the treatment that you get by a lot of men, not all men, by the way. So you can't just be like, well, women are not even choosing. Like, you're ignoring all societal factors. And I feel like as well, when it's I don't want to link it again to the race thing, but it's the same sort of thing, like, well, black people got education now, so why are they not on top of us? Yeah, because you lot make it uncomfortable. Not saying that we don't, but you know what I'm trying to say, like, you know how it is.
But black people are in...
They are, but what I'm saying, the majority of those areas are not dominated by black people.
All right, can I do want to...
What would you say the end result is, though? Like, you know, in regards to, like, those factors that you put forth, I feel like in general in the world, there's like unlimited factors for why someone's work can be difficult, innit? But what would you say is the end result of it being difficult? Do you feel women feel more motivated to go against the pushback?
No, well, I can only speak about my personal experience.
That's a good point.
But I can only speak about my personal experience because I can't speak for all women because we're not one brain.
I was going to say basically what you just said, but I was going to pull it in a little bit a different way so people can understand, right? So you said that on a work site, women might get, you know, whistled and blah, blah. And that is true. I'm not disputing that, right? But the same thing happens to men. And I don't mean whistling, but I mean in certain industries, men have to face adversity. But we still do it. Yeah. So I'll give you an example, right? If I was a man, yeah, like me as a man, if I wanted to open a nursery, right, and have an all-men's nursery, that would be looked at societally as a negative
thing. By women.
I'd rather my kid get
by women. By a woman. And this is the thing. Yeah, and the reason I know this, right?
There's a man that just said that, though.
Said what? What?
I'd rather my child get looked after by a woman.
No, but I would too.
Yeah. But I know what you're saying, though.
But my point...
That's
my,
society will look at it.
Yeah, my point is women and men, like maybe you're different, but... Would you leave your, would you leave him in an all men's nursery? That might be great.
It depends.
That might be brilliant, but I'm saying me personally, I would rather a woman's nursery.
You have to ask yourself, why is that though?
But the point is that it's like a natural, sorry, what
you said earlier on.
Yeah.
That kids from single father.
Exactly. It doesn't correlate.
I think most people would. Yeah, it's not.
But what's wrong with a strange man over to a strange woman?
But hold on, because he's challenged. Because he's kind of like pushed. Because he's obviously, for me, growing up is different. So growing up, it's more like life lessons. In a nursery, it's more like a nurturing thing and a learning environment. And in a nursery, like when you get into school, yeah, whatever. I'm talking about in a nursery where you're young. Like, I would just personally prefer, and I think most people would personally prefer a woman to look after it. Women are naturally more nurturing towards children. And that's the truth. So that's why I'd rather... So
why do you think then the statistics are the way that they are for single parents?
Because...
Single fathers and single mothers?
For men especially, right? Women can't teach men how to be men because they don't live the same life as men. Mm. Yeah? So is that
number just for single parent males with boys, or is that for single parent males with girls as well? The statistics
were they went into a jail, so it was men.
Yeah.
But even anecdotally, when I'm just talking to women on the sofa, when I say, yo, if your daughter asked to do this, what would you say? It's more of a supporting aspect rather than them saying, yo, over my dead body, like most of the men say, in regards to like going into certain fields. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
My point I'm trying to make is that in society, you're always going to face adversity. You're always going to be judged on certain things because society is society. But it's about pushing through. So if you want to be a bricklayer, yeah, men might be whistling at you, but you can still be a bricklayer if you want.
Of course, but there is also women that are still doing that. But
Can I ask you a question?
Go on.
Sorry. And I'm going to let you jump in because I know you're making some good points. We got another. Yeah. Hold on. obviously, I know that the women, and I'm sure you said you'd done bricklaying, right?
Security,
okay. So fair enough. You done security, yeah. But the point I'm trying to make is, fair enough, you done security, but I don't think women are not going into bricklaying and security because they've heard that men whistle on them. They wouldn't know because they're not in that. So they're not choosing to do it anyway. They're not even giving them a chance to find out if they are going to get whistled. Mm. They're not interested. Mm. They want to do aesthetics. They want to be nurses. They want to do hair. They want to do OnlyFans. They want to do none of that stuff, right? That's how it is.
You're really
even when you go to uni, what do you girls say when they're doing
criminology? I'll drop out the window.
A lot of the time, when I speak to women and ask them, like, so, like, what do you do? A lot of them say, I'm starting my nail business, my nail tech company. But that was the majority of what I'd hear.
But what is your point from the point of view that if you're going from a point of women have the choice, women had no choice before. So yeah. it's not a case of, oh, now you have the choice, you could do anything. Women went from no education to education. Mm-hmm. And then the education they went to was cooking, home economics, and needlework. So we've been conditioned to like these things anyway. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but
what year was this? How long have we had the choice to do anything?
So, no, but even, okay, but even still, when you grow children, what do you get little girls? Barbies, house stuff. You don't get them things that get them interested in other things anyway. Most people don't. Mm. Pink, oh, let's get you a Hoover. Like the toy girl, there's a big difference between girls' toys and boys' toys. And boys' toys aren't necessarily always masculine action men, but they can be things that, oh, I'm going to get him a science equipment with a microscope. You don't get girls those things.
You know,
so as much as you say that, you have to take into these interfactors. Jump in. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Can I ask you a question?
Why is it?
Did you want to go? I'll write it down.
I was going to say that, like, you know, with all the points that you described just then, I 100% agree, but it doesn't take away from for the end result though.
No, but then you are your environment. So if you're not like some people, you have like an anomaly where you might, someone be interested in something that they've not really experienced. But the reality is, if you've not seen something, how can you have an interest in it when you've not seen it?
No, I understand that. But the thing is that, like, the way you're describing it makes it seem like women are completely helpless from the
idea. I'm not saying that they're helpless, but what I'm saying is you are ignoring external factors that do play a part in things.
Yeah, so we've had another call. We've had another spin. So, Karis. Is it Karis? Karis is back on the sofa. She's calmed down now, yeah. Yeah, she's calmed down.
Just about.
But yeah, to add to your point, yeah, I think that a lot of the time, people kind of talk in a way where, you know, women can't make their own choices, or society's controlling the direction they're going in. But it's like, I just disagree. I think that you're all adults. I think you're all sentient beings. You can make the choices you want. And I just genuinely believe that you just don't want to get into bricklaying, which is fine, which is great. Like, whatever.
Yeah, I hope I didn't come across as though I'm saying that we have no choice. It's not what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when you make absolute statements, sometimes you might not mean it, but it comes across as though you're ignoring external factors that may play a part as to why an individual won't want to do that. So when you generalize women, it's very hard to make like absolute statements because everyone's different.
Mm.
And yeah, you can say, oh, 90%, but you don't know 90% of women to say that. Same way I don't know 90% of men. Mm. Or if all men, I don't know them to say that. I can talk about the men I've experienced, but that's probably like 1% of the population of men in the world. So it's not enough. It's not enough of a population size to go off and make my absolute statement opinion on.
No, but I'm getting my absolute statement from the fact that men do 85% of infrastructure jobs. Yeah, that's actually a statistical fact.
What's your opinion on the majority?
Terms of what but the thing is, we're talking about what my original point was, the heart of it was to allow women the choice to choose. And you said, well, they don't choose this, which I don't know why you came with that side anyway.
No, because I was saying,
I was like, I can't argue why they do, I don't know. But the point is, the point is for them to choose, not the fact that they need to go and choose to build buildings. Like,
but remember, I said, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I said, yo, like, I think women should have the choice. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, obviously, when we get on the sofa and we start talking about these things, and I say, how comes we've been on with bricklayers? And then we go into that satiety is the reason why. And I personally don't think that satiety is the reason. I just think it's that you just don't really want to do it. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Because I don't personally want to be a bricklayer. You're asking to ask a question. I don't. So I'm just I'm speculating on what I assume, maybe because it is. Because I don't know. I don't want to be a bricklayer. It's not my passion. I don't
All right. So let me ask you a question. Because I always ask this question as well. How many women do you know want to be bricklayers?
I know a couple girls into construction, to be fair. I do know too. But then again, that's what I'm saying. Is you can't make absolute There's always anomalies, and do you know what I mean? You can't really.
I don't think it's about making absolutely. It's about highlighting the majority.
Yeah, but then, even the majority. Yeah, but then even saying the majority thing, your point is still be disproven when someone from the minority comes along. So it's
not necessarily.
No, but you can't say women this.
That's just called an exception.
No, but then you can't say women this because that is a woman. So technically,
but that's just an exception.
Okay, but then you can't say women. You could say most women or
the majority of women.
Okay, then fair enough. Yeah, you could say that. Don't do the net back, please. Like, but you understand what I'm saying, though. You can't make absolute statements when you don't know enough to say.
I think the world runs on absolutes.
Okay, fair enough. But I just feel like...
Because I think the world just runs in generalities. So for instance,
and stereotypes, which sometimes could be negative.
Yeah, so for instance, what can I use? Mouses, yeah? Mice. Most mouses are right-handed because most of the world are right-handed. Okay. Yes, we have left-handers, but we're not going to... obviously, I'm not saying you can't get a left-handed mouse. Okay. But I'm saying most manufacturers make right-handed mouses because that will fit the majority.
Okay.
And that's an absolute statement.
Yeah, but then that's something that is fact. You're going off someone's opinion.
So. And it's a fact that 85% of
But you asked me, why do women do this? Yeah. And you say, because they don't want to be. That's someone's opinion, how women feel. You can't say that's a fact. So you can't... Do you know what I'm trying to say?
So based on the numbers... I can't say that.
No, you can say that. You can say that.
But it's a fact that most women don't want to do it because the numbers say they don't.
Yeah, but you don't know the reason why. You can't say it's because they don't want to do it.
What if the reason
You can say most women don't do that job. That's a fact.
All right, fair enough.
But you can't say most women don't want to do it because you don't know that. That's what I'm saying.
The number support that they don't want to do.
No, but that's your interpretation as to what. Because for them to not be in the workplace, you're saying it's because they don't want to.
Yeah.
You don't know why they're not doing it. All you can say as an absolute statement is that they're not there.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I understand
so,
what you're
saying. Yeah, but for you to say it's because they don't want to, that's you. You've deduced that yourself because of whatever reason. Mm-hmm. But you haven't spoken to all the women that don't want to do it to like say, if you spoke to all the women that didn't want to do it, then you can say, oh, facts, they don't want to do it because of this.
All right, fair enough. So if
do you want to just it's pedantic at this point.
Yeah, I was going to, you know what? I was going to make some good points.
Interesting points,
but you make some good points to me.
We're saying the same thing, and it's like the reason why they do is not really important, isn't it? The fact is, like you said, it is majority male dominated, and we know that. I'm not going to disagree to that.
But we was like, obviously, we was talking about feminism things, and that's how we kind of got onto that one. So for me, now you're on the sofa, and you're like. First wave feminism of women and all this sort of
okay,
like, how do you no that's what you said.
I didn't say first wave. I said there's the original idea.
Yeah, which is first wave. Yeah.
No, but it's not though because okay, let's not get
Capricorn. Okay. Right. It's Capricorn.
All right, let me.
Are you Capricorn?
Yeah.
Wait, January. December.
January.
Are January.
January. Yeah. All right, so let me.
You see the levels, let me
ask my question, right? So,
men and women Capricorn are very different.
Yeah, but then at the same time, we're both.
They're still the
listen,
same thing. Though.
We want to be right, even though I'm not really into the. You know, I know a little bit about it. And they want to be right, and it simple as. But yeah, so how do you think women can improve then?
But what in terms of what context though?
Society in general, relationships, like any kind of direction
think,
you want to go.
I think with relationships, yeah, I think that women need to decide what they want and then go with that. So a lot of women don't really. Like, for me, like I said, again, I'm not in the place because I know what I'm going to want to require from somebody. I know I've got to be a certain, you get me? So I'm
going to what?
Because I know what I want to require from a guy if I get into a relationship.
Okay.
I want to make sure that I'm also there. So it's like, no one can chat shit to me. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I bring, basically, you can't ask me what I bring to the table because it's very evident, that type of kind of thing. I don't want
to. What do you bring to the table?
We're not doing that. Yeah.
No, I want to know.
No, because it's just that, even that question is loaded and we're going to be here for 10 hours because.
What?
Yes.
Because it's just like. What I say I'll bring to the table will be what I value or what I think is valuable to bring to the table, kind of thing.
But this is the
and,
thing.
No, but then the guy that I'm right for will also see what I bring as valuable. So I'm not going to be like, because a lot of people are like, I've got education, I've got a degree and all these things, yeah. And it's like, well, I don't, not saying the guy shouldn't care about that, but it's like, these are things that I feel like you should want in a man. And if your man wants to date a man, then this will be attractive to him. Like, I make X amount, do you know what I mean?
But this is where generalities come in again, though.
No, again, but because I'm just speaking
you,
from my...
No, I understand what I'm saying. If you generally know what men in general want, that's
but I'm not saying I do. I'm saying I do, because I don't think I do.
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, if you know in general what men want, you know the basis of where you can kind of start.
But I don't think a lot of women do know what men want, because, again, similar to feminist movement, like you said, now we can go out and get education. We're gaining merits.
I'm gonna go to her. I'm gonna prove to you that that's not true. But go on.
We're gaining merits as because we can now. We can get education. We can get education. We can. Get...
What do you want?
From sorry, all... no. Sorry, let her finish.
Oh, up. Now you want
to? Yeah. No. Don't worry.
Okay, wait. After that, I really have a question for you.
No problem. Hold that thought.
Because I feel like you're
fair enough.
Very specific, and I think I've already cracked that.
Okay, fair enough.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, now that we have the freedom to gain education, a lot of women run to that their merits. Like, I've got this education, I've got this degree, I've got this job, I've got this, whatever, I've got this car, kind of thing. And I feel like that's not, I don't know, I can't see from here, I'm not a man, I don't know. But I just feel like, as a woman, that's what I'd expect a man's response to be when you ask him what he brings to the table, he lists off these things. So it's like, now we both do this. I don't know, Jeremy's like...
So why are you trying to become the man that you
are? I'm just saying, I feel that's what women are doing.
That's what women are doing, I agree.
But again, it's because we've been taught, again, I feel like a little bit that there's no value. Like, even if you want to be a housewife now, you get shut down, you get cussed.
By who? By other women, not men.
Yeah, perhaps. But, but I've met men as well, like, well, you know, 50-50, and like they're not onto the whole, I'm going to look after you as a man and you be a housewife. There's a lot of men that won't do that.
I agree.
So, do you know what I mean? And so your value, or even the question, what do you bring to the table, makes you start thinking about, because if you just start talking about being a woman, I'm telling you, just from my experience as a woman, there's men that are, well, is that it?
The first thing, domestic violence, right? Now, look, we can have a conspiracy that these are not true, yeah? But there is numbers to support what it is I'm saying, right? So most domestic violence cases, right, are actually 50-50.
Okay, so
hold on. No, listen, let me land. Let me land. And you can, yeah. So most of them are 50-50. So that means, right? That means, yeah, that they're both hitting each other.
I don't think that's
but,
true.
It doesn't matter what you think. It's what I'm telling you what the numbers say. So hold on. Yeah? The numbers say that in a domestic violence relationship, both parties are hitting each other, right? And obviously the men is more stronger. So eventually, obviously, they're going to be hurt more. And then the police is ringing and they are arrested. Okay, I'm just telling you the police reports and the statistics is what they say. Okay. It says 50-50, right? And actually, the most violent relationships in the world is actually a lesbian couple.
Okay, what? So...
And this really? Is this is actual...
How does that work?
But this is my point. So, and when I read deep...
Why are we measuring violence,
by the way? No, I'm not measuring violence. I'm saying shit. She said most domestic violence is against...
It's towards women.
Yeah. So what I'm saying...
How are we measuring violence?
Right, so obviously we're talking about physical violence, okay. Right? So I'm saying when I read deeper into the article, right, it actually said that... For the ones, and I think it was like 25% for the ones where it's just the man who's hit them. It's not that, it's that both parties are not hitting each other and the man has hit the woman, but it's been more because women are more violent with their words than physically violent. So it would be a case where just going on and eventually, obviously men have anger, testosterone, more violent than women in general. And I agree with that. So then he's hit them. There is cases where that's not the case. And trust me, men that do hit women and when men that mess with little ones and all that, when they go prison, they get dealt with by other men, just so you know.
Come on.
So we don't play that either. So just
I'm
so
not,
you know.
I'm not saying that you're against it, but I just feel like, where are you getting your numbers from? Because I've done work, because it's been called the Freedom Program, mm-hmm. which is for any, mm-hmm. it's for women that have been victims of, but there's loads. There's Athena, there's loads in it. Mm-hmm. And there's CODA, which is Children Against Domestic Abuse as well. Mm-hmm. So I've done a lot of work with those charities. And okay. Obviously we have the statistics of what, mm-hmm. really is, and it's nowhere near what you're actually
what
saying.
What is it?
But also, so basically, it says 82% of domestic abuse relationships are the male is a perpetrator, but also you're only taking consideration of physical violence. So even the law, they passed a law recently which makes it illegal for you to use things like coercive control, which is a form of abuse also. So you don't even have to touch somebody. That's verbal manipulation, emotional abuse and mental abuse. Financial abuse is also you're forgetting. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying about the punch thing, mm-hmm. people that are punching each other, mm-hmm. not saying that it's not an abusive relationship, but that's not a domestic violence situation in the sense of where we're talking about somebody being controlled by another person. Mm-hmm. So I think her point, what she was making about the control, there is men that suffer from women's hands as well. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily physically, but mentally or emotionally abusing the man, financially abusing the man. So he's actually feeling like he's under control, even though he's never been hit. Mm-hmm. And those are cases that are on the rise, which I think she's trying to say. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't measure the amount of male perpetrators that there is. I'm not saying to say that men are worse than women. Mm-hmm. And obviously, when it comes to physically, men are going to be stronger than women. But the point is that you're ignoring all these other types of abuse. It's not just physical abuse.
But I was just talking about physical abuse because I was going off like police reports.
No, which is fair enough. But for me, when I say domestic violence.
But also, what about lesbian couples then?
No, which is, I'll get to what I'm saying. But even with police reports, so when it comes to domestic violence and reporting that kind of thing, you have to report X amount of times. First of all, it starts as harassment, first of all. And then for it to be, the only time it becomes so direct physical or domestic abuse is if there's been somebody that's been injured. Mm-hmm. But even then, a lot of police, I mean, they're doing work now to re-educate people, mm-hmm. but a lot of police reports are not taken seriously either because they'll come. And obviously, they say on statistics, it takes 7 times for the person to leave. Mm-hmm. So they'll come, ask them, do you want to do anything? The woman will say no. And it's just kind of not taken seriously.
But I just think that's stupid, though.
No, of course it is. But then you have to understand the physical abuse in relationships comes at the very end when the controlling partner feels like they're losing control.
When they die.
No, it's not about dying. It's about when they feel like the person's about to leave, that's when it tends to become more physical, mm-hmm. kind of thing. In the beginning, so there's a lot of coercive control, emotional, financial abuse, stuff like that. So for a long time, you've been in this, basically brainwashed. So it's very difficult to leave, especially if someone they tend to isolate your family from, like people get isolated, mm-hmm. kind of thing. And if you tell your family one thing and you know how family can switch out. So there's a lot of things that go into play as to why someone doesn't leave straight away, mm-hmm. which to us who have never been in that situation, we might look like, well, that's dumb. If he's hitting you, just leave. Mm-hmm. But that was the last stage. Imagine if you date someone for 5 years and they've been nothing but love you to you. The moment they just slap you, you're going to try and understand, okay, that's not who he is or that's not who she is.
So this is the thing. This is another thing where I'm just like, and maybe I'm just not in the space. Because I'm not in your spaces. But for me, I'm like, how many cases are the guy? Because people say that this is the case. Okay. Yeah? I always say that, listen, there's people always show their self here. Yeah? I'm not saying that they hit you, but there was signals that they might do it. Now, a lot of people say that
there's no signals at all, and then out of the blue, they just hit you. Now, me, even just like shouting and banging the table, that's an anger issue trick.
If you grew up
problem.
In a household where your parents are shouting at each other, then it's normal. That's what I'm saying.
No, but I'm saying that again, you're taking away that women are sentient beings.
No, I'm not saying that. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Like, you're not helpless people. I'm actually more of a feminist. I think women can make choices. They're adults.
What you're ignoring, like, you, unless you're taught something, you're not going to know it. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And so I feel like even, I can only speak from my experience, in the sense of that I might have had a sex education, but I didn't have a relationship education. So I was taught about sex, but I wasn't taught necessarily what is a healthy relationship and what isn't a healthy relationship.
Fair enough.
So then there's things where you'll be in a relationship and someone might get angry. And again, because you're trying to love that person, or he just struggles with his anger. You don't see it as this is unhealthy, this is wrong. Even though I'm just saying there's signs before. I agree definitely. And that's what the Freedom Program is about. It's about teaching people to see and the difference between healthy and unhealthy. Mm. Once you do that program, you realize that was mad. But before doing that, there's things that even people like the traditional housewife thing, not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with it, but there's some situations where the guy...
Bring it back.
No, I agree. I think it should be. But anyway, but by choice, that's what, yeah. But I think there's sometimes where a guy, because he's the only one that earns the money, he can financially dominate the woman. And if the guy's not okay, then that can be an abusive situation. Doesn't mean it always is. But because you've got opportunities where it's not always, how can you then say, well, this is abusive because you make all the money? You can't say that. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So there's situations where you might look at it like, well, that's a sign to you, but to them...
So you don't know that you have no say in anything ever?
I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that these things they're not so black in your face. Like, it's not, someone hitting you obviously is obviously wrong. But the other manipulation, the coercive thing. So, for example, one of the things that some of these abusers will do, you might wear a dress one time. Oh, you look really nice in that dress. I like you when you wear dresses. That's a normal compliment to everybody else. But then if it keeps going on and eventually, then they're being horrible to you when you wear trousers, indirectly they're telling you that they want you to wear dresses. And that's a form of control. Do you know what I'm trying to say? But you might not see it that way. I'm not taking away from what you're saying, but I'm saying I'm not saying we don't have a choice, but you can't ignore that these things happen. And manipulation is a real thing. Manipulation is a real thing.
If I was in a relationship with a girl and I said, oh, you look nice in a dress,
Yeah, but then, you wouldn't turn around and be angry if she wore trousers, though, would you?
No, I wouldn't be angry, but then let's say that I got gassed anytime she wore a dress. And then anytime she wore a trousers, I'm like, yeah, babe. Would that be control?
Would you do that?
I'm not saying I would do that. I'm asking that scenario.
I'm saying that's just an example of a tactic that's used in coercive control over time.
But this is the thing, though. A lot of girls that break up with their boyfriends call them narcissists or call them, like manipulators. And obviously, it's like, let's break down why are they a narcissist or a manipulator. And then what you just described then, I can picture 50 scenarios where to a guy, he's just saying he likes to dress.
But again, like I said to you, that was an example of how it starts. It's because you said, did you not see signs? I said, I personally feel like I've seen signs, but I've had the education. Where someone might be in that situation, I told you, so one guy's a compliment, it's normal. But so the guy that's trying to control somebody, he's going to weaponize that to use it to control her.
The problem is, like, I do understand what you're saying, and I'm not saying, sorry, do you want to go over?
Now, yeah, I do get, like, I don't disagree, like, entirely. There are some people that do use tactics like that to manipulate. But I do think that's very broad, though.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that thing alone is a manipulation. I'm just saying an example where you might not see the signs because it's something that is generally normal to do.
I agree with that.
Oh, yeah, what did you want to ask? You're going to ask
me? Because obviously from all the things I've been obviously gathering of you from throughout this evening, I've already sort of, I'm presuming I know what kind of person that, like, your morals where they sort of lie.
Give it a shoot. Go on.
But I want you to tell us, like, what, like, okay, you know, yeah, what, where do you stand? Because obviously I just find, like, you're just a very traditional man who just sort of wants to do the chivalrous thing, get married, women do their thing, you do your thing as a man, provide, and, like, just that sort of, I don't know, I feel like it might come across quite extreme to some girls, but then it's also quite a normal way to think if you've been raised in the sort of...
Yeah, not just for a man, though. Women can do that.
Be the traditional
person. I think there are some things that should be left to men.
It's not just men.
So what do you mean? So you're the leader, you're the breadwinner, and...
Yeah, like, I've literally just come out of a four-year relationship.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wanted children and marriage.
Alex, right?
I was just... Yeah, Alex.
All right, so let me respond.
I didn't want any of that.
So let me respond. Mm-hmm. So for me, I think the best dynamic in a relationship should be... It's slightly different from traditional, because traditional is women don't work at all.
bullshit.
Men I work. Come from that. So yeah, my yeah. dad, my mum has never worked a day in her life. Yeah. My dad is a provider. She
yeah, that's different wife. For every woman. Yeah. It's like but hold my
hold on.
It's different for everybody.
Hold on.
Yeah, I know. But obviously, your opinion is ingrained from the time that you were born and raised.
I'm just saying that.
No, well, you got to be fair and let them have their conversation, though.
Wait, yeah. Let us have our.
You got to be fair and let them have their conversation.
So in.
I feel like you are what you believe in. What you've been raised into.
No, because I'm obviously...
Like, you're not going to be raised...
Carries.
No. I'm just saying that obviously when you're growing up, whatever you've been born in raised, like you're a sponge when you're born, you absorb everything that's going on in your life. Mm-hmm. And then that will reflect in your future, your relationships. Because mm-hmm. I've been in so many relationships with guys whose parents are no longer together. Mm-hmm. And I come from a family that is together. And I find that, like, whenever I date somebody whose parents are together, we seem to have more of a... good understanding of each other.
Yeah.
But when I have a guy that's come from a family that's like completely like torn apart, mm-hmm. I find the guy comes with so much more baggage mm-hmm. and like he projects that on me. And I could just tell mm-hmm. like he's much more emotional. He's a lot more feminine. He'll get drunk and start crying. Like there's a lot of behaviors I've seen of like guys who have been raised by women and guys who have been raised by her mom and her dad.
But that's why the numbers.
Because I've been observing this because I'm a very attentive person.
But this is the thing, and this is why men are very important in a family dynamic, especially they for boys, right? But that's a separate topic. In regards to like in my head, how I think it should run, and I think how the best way I think it should run, right?
Yeah,
is people might think I'm I don't know, misogynist or whatever misogynist. For this.
I know you're not going to say equality because no. I personally think
that. It should be obviously the man's the breadwinner. Yeah. I don't think the woman should never work at all. But I think that she should reserve the right whether she wants to work or not. But whether she works or not, the household's still running from the man. Yeah. But if you want to work, you can. Yeah. I think that's the best dynamic. Because I actually personally don't think
Go on.
I personally don't think, right, that women handle stress very well. And working environments are very, very stressful. They don't, especially a particular time of the period of the month, right? You don't really deal with it, right?
I was almost with you.
Well, I'm just saying that they don't. I'm not saying you don't. Listen, no, when I'm saying
you have to understand what I'm saying to you, though.
Like, okay, go on.
As you're responsible for your words, isn't it? And of course, what you said about definitions, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You might be level-headed as a man,
okay.
And we know what you mean.
Yeah.
But people will run with what you just said.
Yeah.
Women are emotional and stable during their period. Like,
but hold on, wait, I don't know.
But that's been the reason.
But they're not though. I've been in plenty of relationships, right? And okay. I know I have to chill. Okay. And women tell me this.
Okay.
Women have said to me, look, it's my week before my period. Okay. It's my period week.
Yeah, but be careful.
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm trying to say? So I'm going off what I'm hearing.
Yeah, of what that's you've experienced with those women. But not every woman is like that. And also, they're not though.
I feel like with the way that you describe it, you make every answer possible. Like, to some degree, we have to lean somewhere.
No, but what I'm saying is you have to. I'm not. You're going to have your stars, I'm going to have my stars, isn't it?
Yeah.
But when you generalize, it makes it dangerous. Not because of guys like you that might have to be level-headed, mm-hmm. but there's guys I've never experienced women in their life.
I fucking love this guy.
Mm-hmm. And they'll run with that. And then that's their reason to.
Hello.
Again, back in the day, a lot of these reasons were why women couldn't have jobs, like legally, why things were put in place, mm-hmm. because of someone's opinion of women.
I did turn it off. Because you're doing ab limbs, so I'm going to say again. Please let people land you. It's back on now, though.
The same with people act like men don't have hormones either. Like, no, the thing that makes you hungry is a hormone. The thing that makes you stop eating is a hormone. But don't do all that because it's facts what I'm saying.
I thought that was insulin.
It's facts.
Insulin is what controls your blood sugar in the body. Yeah. But it's all hormones. The things that make you want to have sex, hormone. So, I mean, we are driven by our hormones to that extent.
Can I ask you a question?
Go on.
Who's more emotional, men or women?
Yeah, but then...
In general.
Yeah, but you want me to... You talk,
just I beg your answer. Okay, because this is black and white.
Right, okay. No, but I don't think it is, though.
You think it's grey?
No, I don't think it is because we're all emotional creatures. So men, like we said before, when we were talking, a lot of emotions by a lot of men that demonstrate is anger. Yeah.
I agree.
And it's deemed as an acceptable emotion. But then, no, I'm just saying in general, like guys do not get embarrassed if they get angry. Not a lot of guys. Whereas they'll get embarrassed if they cry kind of thing. Not saying, but you understand what I'm saying?
But women equally get angry as much as men.
But what I'm saying is that you're saying who's more emotional. If I went down on a Saturday night to the pub, and see who ends up in fist fights and all of that, and displays levels of emotion more, it's men. Do you know what I'm saying? But you're talking about being emotional as in crying or emotions that you deem as weak emotions, like, or soft emotions.
No.
Okay, well, no. But do you understand what I'm trying to say, though? It's like,
a lot of men are crying these days. Okay, like what she said, then, I agree with that. A lot of feminine, bare feminine men these days.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that you can't say who's more emotional because you display your emotions in different ways.
I believe that women are definitely more emotional than men. Facts. And the reason why I believe women are definitely more emotional than men.
You like the way you say definitely.
Nah, definitely. One thing that we're all going to be able to agree on is that every possibility is possible.
No, but, we're emotional creatures as human beings.
I get that, but there is also a number it leads towards. Like, if I'm in a relationship, the majority of the women that I've been with have all been more emotional than me. Yeah, not even one woman.
Okay, can I ask you, do you mean that they demonstrate their emotions more or that they're more emotional? Because men can go silent when they're upset.
No, 100%.
So does that mean that they're less emotional?
Men, hold on. Men, yeah, and not many people know the definition of this, yeah, and they think it's something else than it is. Emotional intelligence, right?
But that's not even emotional.
But the thing is, the definition of emotional intelligence is being able to control your emotions. So women saying men are emotionally intelligent is not correct because I think men control their emotions more than women do.
But what is controlling your emotions though? Because for me, this is how I see it. Yeah, you're obviously we're not just physical beings; we're emotional beings, we're spiritual beings. Yeah, and your emotions, even though they might be painted as a bad thing, they are. If you're using the right way, they're there to help you survive.
Of course.
Kind of thing. Like, you feel angry, someone violates you because your body's telling you that you need to defend yourself. Of course. And it makes sense. Mm. But obviously, if you don't apply logic to the emotion, then it can go left, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like when we want to be like, oh, men are this. If you don't speak about your emotions or you don't allow yourself to feel certain things and you call that emotional intelligence, you're not emotionally intelligent because your body innately is telling you you need to feel like this. Or not saying you need to do anything, but you need to feel like this or you need to whatever. And if you're just choosing to deny that, then as much as you, because you might not start throwing plates like a woman would if she gets mad, that doesn't mean that you're more emotionally intelligent than me.
Yeah, it's being able to control your emotions.
No, 100%.
But this is the thing. You're not controlling them. You're limiting your emotions.
No, we're controlling it.
Controlling your emotions is to listen to what they do and then apply logic to the situation. So I could be angry and I can choose to fuck you up. Or I could be angry and I can choose to confront you with my words. But I'm still confronting you out of my anger. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I'm still being emotional, but I'm choosing to control them in that way.
But I just wanted to hear if you had a point on the emotional intelligence.
No, yeah, I did. I feel like men nowadays are able to express their emotions more. I feel like back in the day,
yeah, that's true,
they weren't allowed to. And I think that's why a lot of men nowadays, or even like in the past, they can't show like that they're like upset or emotional.
Why not?
Because of society for the past like how long.
I'll tell you my opinion.
That's why men always say, oh, women are emotional, because they've not been able to express that.
It's not that we've not been able to. Do you want to go?
I feel like it is, though.
Okay. I think I've been going.
So, in regards to like that, yeah, I believe that all human beings have the capability of feeling every emotion.
You guys are more angry.
Not necessarily, no. We're probably in more scenarios to be angry.
You're more angry. Like, you guys are angry and then we're more emotional.
You have to look at the circumstance. You have to calculate the entire parameter of the situation. Men are in more situations to be angry. Men are in the military. They're in the police force. Ooh. Not to say that women ain't there. I'm not ruling you guys out. Let me finish. I'm just saying that in general, men are in more place scenarios. Even on road and ends, men are outside. Men are in OT. Men are in the, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're in a lot more scenarios to be faced with adversity to react. So we're more likely going to stay within that region of anger in comparison to women who are like gonna, if they say we were traditional, let's say that's the standpoint I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Women would be in the yards looking after the children, looking to make sure that the house is in order, being looked after by the man, but then also taking care of responsibilities in the house. But there's a lot less scenarios there to strike anger.
Yeah, but do you not feel that the anger is because that's the acceptable emotion to? Because I know guys that get angry because they're upset or they're hurt.
The reason why men need to control their emotions is because if we get angry, something will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that anger is the acceptable outlet or the acceptable.
It's not. Obviously.
No,
if you're upset.
No, because of testosterone, obviously we're going to be more violent than you. Like, that's naturally anyway.
And the thing is that, like we said before, like, let's say I'm in a relationship with a woman, yeah? She's allowed to flip. I've literally been in a relationship and watched a woman cry over seeing a bill I was supposed to pay.
Crazy.
And it's like, what are you worried for? I can pay for this.
But
what I'm saying is that what she was allowed to express that emotion of, oh, what are we going to do, because she's got someone there that's in control of his emotions. Mm-hmm. And this is a feature that females find attractive in men.
Let's go into a safe space there. Because I love this. Because I want to touch on that exactly.
I
want
to hear what you were about to say.
Exactly what you just said, I want to touch on that.
Any questions?
So, yeah. to go to safe. We're going to a safe because it's getting a bit.
I've heard this too many
times. So, your men, like, ladies, you've all got a man, yeah? This is hypothetical, yeah? You've all got a man, right? All right, so he's, I don't know, he's leaving the house. He goes to lock the front door, and he's lost his key. Yeah, he can't lock the front door. Man just starts crying. Like, yo, where's, you see her face? Where's my key? Like crying, like proper sopping, yeah? Would you find that attractive?
Slap the shit out of him.
No, yeah.
Would you find that attractive?
But this is my problem though. So you know there's toxic masculinity, toxic femininity as well. So if, no, but there is.
Can you answer though? Would you find it attractive?
You, don't just pass me because you know I can't answer those nothing straight.
So. But it's sopping over a key.
Yeah, but then for me, if that's my partner, I'm like, right, something is going on here because for me, I wouldn't cry over a key. But if he's crying over a key, it's more than what's going on here.
He needs help.
How many brothers do you have?
The joke is, I've got bare brothers, but I didn't grow up with them. No, but I didn't grow up with them though. I didn't.
Okay, cool.
They were on my dad's side, so okay, I didn't meet them until I was late, like an adult. So I didn't grow up. I grew up as an only child. I didn't grow up with brothers or sisters.
With your dad or your mom?
With my mom. So I didn't grow up with brothers or sisters. Yeah.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's about with you. You say something to me. You want a direct. I'm thinking about. But if that's my man and I'm in love with him, I think about all these other.
You know is there any scenario you'd see him? There's bogey coming out his nose. You know.
You know what she's missing though? You know what she's missing? What you're missing is the reason you're with him in the first place is because he was masculine, most likely.
Yeah,
so he would have to have been masculine 98% of the other times to even for you to accept this time that he's gonna cry and see not getting.
I don't attribute expression of emotions to being feminist. If I was with a guy, I'm not saying that women kind of thing, but if I was with a guy, I wouldn't find it unattractive because this is our safe space. So I want him to show me how he feels. I wouldn't find it unattractive that he's upset about something. Mm-hmm. But that's where the toxic femininity comes in. Like, what do you mean you're crying? So it's the same way. And so we're both as bad as each other. We've both created this bad environment with one another in a relationship where it's hard to be healthy because there's a standard on men that is dumb and there's a standard on women that's dumb.
It's necessary.
It depends on what you love.
No, not all of them, but a lot of those standards are there.
You're my man and you feel like you can't tell me the truth about how you feel.
No, I'll tell you the truth about how you feel, but if I'm a man, then I can be honest within my masculine nature. I don't need to cry with the bogey up coming out my mouth.
Sorry, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I know. Listen, look, it's been like 2 hours. Yeah. I just want to say this though. Yeah. In my head, again, in a relationship, I'm just going to end on this. In a relationship, I believe man's a breadwinner. Women, the woman can work electively.
Can't say something.
Yeah.
Sorry. So a lot of guys say that, oh yeah, I'm the breadwinner. They like the traditional thing. Mm-hmm. So like, if you go out on a date with a woman. Mm-hmm. Like
the man pays, that's it.
Yeah Are we all agreeing on that?
He pays.
Yeah, but a lot of guys, they say they want to be the man of the house, but they don't.
No, but this is my point though, and that's that's why you need now I'm not bigging up myself, but I'm saying like the kind of mindset I have. We need more men like this because I believe that's how it should be. But I'm going to end on this, right? I believe the best dynamic, the woman works electively, and whenever she wants to not work, she can, for whatever reason. I'm not going to blame emotion. I'm just going to put it out there. For whatever reason, she doesn't need to work because she needs a bit of time, yeah? And if she doesn't work, nothing crumbles. The guy's got it. He's paying for whatever. Looks after them. I believe he should be the grounded person, yeah? And not the emotional. So he should be the stoic one, because I don't care what knows that all the women I've dealt with, at some point, they've cried over something that is just I thought was ridiculous, and I was there to ground them, and everything was all right afterwards. And they was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have cried about that at that point.
Works both ways.
Yeah.
Please, I beg.
But anyways, that's the way I think the dynamic should be. Okay. We be the grounders, yeah? We're the leaders. You lot are the support mechanism because you're the great support mechanism. And it is what it is. Because women are the best support mechanism.
I agree with
that's
you.
That's it. But support, not lead.
I agree mentally, but the problem is a lot of men in generations, they don't have the ability to lead.
And that's why I'm pushing.
Women become masculine because we have to fill the void.
This is the
thing. I'm not going to die on the street eating.
Pick the right one. You got to pick the right one.
Of course, but at the end of the day, you understand what I'm saying?
This is the thing. This women also need to improve on, because that's what we were talking about in the actual topic. We need to improve on not motivating your man, but making it a safer space and for him to actually lead. Because it's very difficult. Leading's very difficult to do, yeah? And if you're always on him and always want, you want to take the lead.
Yeah,
if you actually sit back and let him make the decisions, because even in business, if you're becoming a manager, to learn how to be a manager, you have to be put in situations where you need to make decisions and you need to know, and there might be a consequence. You're not going to get everything right. There'll be a consequence of something going wrong, and then you have to think of the solution. And that's how you become a good leader. But if your girl's not allowing you to do that, yeah, you're never going to be a good leader.
It's true, but there's also some guys that even if you took that, gave them the right girl, they still can't lead.
Then they're betas. They've always existed.
No, but you get what I'm saying though. Yeah, so it's not just one kind of...
And do you know what happened to the betas back in the day? They died off.
Okay. When they come back somehow.
Yeah, they have. And you lot are hot and you lot are festering them and growing them.
Yeah.
Turning them into pay pigs, yeah? And fucking saves and that. You're creating them.
You made them sound like test tube babies.
I really don't. But I'm saying you have to think about these things because I see it.
Yeah, but then all the problems in the world ain't, not saying that you're saying this, but this is how it could be perceived. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it goes back to women. It's like.
Because you decide the direction side to goes, and I said it already.
Yeah, but then also.
That's the diet. You decide which way it goes.
Because
pussy controls most shit.
Yeah, but there's still
that's
guys.
That's what I'm saying.
There's still guys
tell them again.
I'm just telling you.
There's still guys that don't partake in OnlyFans and there's still pussies out here. So it doesn't really...
But they probably wasn't grown up by a firm, masculine role model. And that's my point.
Okay. Anyway, we need to end the show in it, so...
You know what? Listen, we're going to end it there. Listen.
Good show, though. I enjoyed this,
though. I love it, babe. I'm gonna end it here. Yeah, we're gonna start here. Yeah, and we're just gonna say how we think the show went, and then like plug any social media you've got. I'm gonna get to you as well, bro, because I know you got some posters and stuff. Yeah, we'll jump you on in a minute. We'll start with you. how do you think the show went, views? How do you think the show went, and social media? You wanna...
I think it was very intense. Mm-hmm. Just how I was expecting, to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. It's always interesting to hear all these opinions from other people, and it makes you realize how different you really are inside, because there are some things that at the end of the day, like, you can't actually say out loud no matter what podcast you're on. But I love that.
Social media.
I'm shadow banned, but if you Maya meditate.
Stupid.
Maya meditate, or because my normal one is not gonna work, but maybe they're gonna link something.
Yeah, we'll link it.
But you can follow my meditation page and then find me from there. It's like Maya_10xx. It's long, just like me. Okay. But yeah.
Yourself, bro.
I think today's show went good still. Like, you know, learned a few angles, mm-hmm. learned a few different perspectives, you know. And obviously, like, yeah, I feel like with more conversations like this, we will be able to get towards a better place. Understanding. Because, like, the truth is that men don't know everything about women. Mm-hmm. And women don't know everything about men. So I think if we're just keeping those in this cycle, 2030, everything will be fine. Sorry like that. And social media, my name is STMAD, so that's my name on most things. And shout out to my TMAD family, which is my supporter community that I created. Big up you guys in it. Love you guys.
Cool. Next.
I think it is what it is.
She can't stand me.
No, I don't. We come reasoning it. Like, it's annoying to talk to somebody and they don't understand what you're saying. So yeah. It is that. But I just feel like, I think that this is officially like, I think everyone should just date with what you want. So don't date somebody that wants it. Like, so you are a traditional man, you want this. Don't go after a woman that wants to be 50-50 or equal to the man. And the same way with guys, you want a woman that wants to build with you, go for them. Don't go for a woman that wants to be looked after. That's what I think. And then everyone was arguing. Mm-hmm. Everyone will be happy. Go for who wants what you want. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what I think.
I could go into that, but fair point.
Yeah. So anyway, but my Instagram, I'm also shadow banned. So you got to type the whole name, child. Because I have to press search as well. Because I can't put the search. I have to press search.
Oh, okay.
So ZAI_is_life. So Zay is life on Instagram.
We'll link it as well. And on the end, how do you think the show went on social media?
Yeah, no, I think it was very enlightening seeing mm-hmm. men's point of views and women's point of views. Mm-hmm. Very inspiring.
Really social media.
Social media at @calizzy.lizzy.
Yeah. So how do you think the show went on social media? You want to plug, yeah?
Yeah, to be fair, I felt like I just got benched, you know. Everybody else was through the talk. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. There's a lot of...
opinions.
Personally, I believe that people need to live, learn, grow and prosper. You know, until you've actually lived the experiences, you can't talk about what you would or you wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. We
can talk about, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But until you've been in a situation and, like, you don't know what it is, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And
You can't categorize, like you were saying, can't categorize everybody because everybody is different. Everybody is unique. We've all had individual experiences. I've been with some great women where I've been an arsehole. I've been with some women that have been arseholes where I've been great. Do you get what I'm saying? It's all a learning curve. I think that's what we miss is the fact that life is about learning.
Okay. And social media, bro?
It's MGC UK. Also, catch us at the H Suite in Edgbaston on the 6th of May for the Major Hype UK tour. We're bringing Major Hype over from the US for a night of some lit comedy hosted by Dizzle. With a host of some serious comedians. So, yeah, get yourselves over to Skiddle for your tickets, or you can follow the pages, loudest_entertainment.
And any personal social media you want to follow? Or just
you can follow me on MGC UK if you want. Mm-hmm. Thank you to you as
no
well.
No problem, bro.
Most than that, you get me. More mouthy, don't stop.
Fucking hell, yo. Like, it's been a very, very long show. Some interesting people on today. Some good debates. But that is the end of the show anyway, guys. So, yeah, it's been going for a while. But if you've got this far into the show, subscribe to the channel. Press subscribe button from subscribe to subscribe. And that's the end of the show this week, people. Peace.